Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
That's it. I'm a freestyle. Give me a word.
Tua.
Tua. All right, give me another word, too, also. Tua. Tua words.
Winning.
Well, those don't go together.
That's why I came up with them.
I'm about to spit something sick like the flua. Ooh, or throw from a quarter named Tua. Ooh, I'm a shoo-a or a shoo-in. What the hell are y'all doing? We're in the segment, and they're eating ice cream.
Wait a minute, they eating ice cream?
They're eating ice cream, butter pecan.
Wait, after empanadas?
Yeah, they're having a good time over here.
Oh, y'all getting portly.
They have had a good time over here.
They're getting portly.
I didn't want to say anything, but that shirt has gotten tighter since this morning. I want you to know.
They look like two potats right now.
He just showed up here random. I didn't even know you went downstairs.
I went downstairs to try to find.
There's secret ice cream in downstairs? Is that what you're telling me?
Vlad.
No, don't go it's there? Not secretive. Mm.
No, I went to the ice cream place.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
okay. Yeah. This one was not a crime.
They ain't got nothing on Cold Stone.
Yeah. Did they sing when you offered them a tip? Pause.
No, I told them. I tell them when I go in there, I say, if there's any singing, I'm taking my tip back.
Yeah. Okay.
So. Can you take your tip back?
Yeah. Hmm? I'm like, I do it like this. Don't sing. Don't sing. Don't sing.
Yeah. I like that. Let's get to your last headlines of the day before we move on to the most important part.
Of the new year.
Another game.
No, of the day.
Of the day. Of the week.
Well, for you, this is your last. This is your last.
Yeah, I'll be back Friday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I can only do two best ofs in a row. That's all they allow me to do. So I chose Christmas Eve and Christmas because then 3 days of best of, they're like, you're just being lazy.
And we're working. Are we working New Year's Eve?
Yes, we are.
No, we're not.
Leroy is not.
I'll come back on the second.
That's nice of you.
Are we working? I'm gonna do the 29th, the 30th,
Monday, Tuesday,
and then I'll come back on Friday.
I think we're off Wednesday, New Year's Eve. I think they're gonna do like a 40-hour pregame for the Hurricanes.
I like that.
I know. That's right. What time do they play?
7:30.
Oh no, we don't never. Our man, you know what I used to love when we used to do like midday, and remember when they had that run? Everybody had that run to the Final Four.
Yeah.
Oh,
good times.
Because all the basketball games were in the middle of the day.
Yeah, while you're prepping and stuff.
Yeah.
Let's get to some headlines.
They got good spoons.
Who got good spoons?
Downstairs.
This guy knows a good spoon when he sees it.
Very good spoons.
You can always appreciate a good spoon.
It does have.
Yeah.
A nice texture.
What would you consider that? A big spoon or a little spoon?
It's an average spoon.
Yeah, it's like a mid.
Average spoon.
Mm-hmm. Right. And what do you prefer?
Huh?
What do you prefer?
Above average spoon?
What do you mean? I want a spoon that fit in my mouth. I don't want to have a big giant spoon. I got to open up like the jaws of life to get it.
You got it.
Huh?
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or at DoralKia.com.
They're all immature.
We're children.
Immature.
I'm not trying to be mature for the next.
Somebody said RVA Richie said that's a recyclable spoon.
Yes.
Is it?
It is.
Really?
Yeah, I dare you to recycle
hey,
my
Anthony,
spoon.
Hey, Anthony, are you in love with Britney? Because you always ask him when is Britney coming back.
Anthony.
And mind you, he's asked like 50 times.
Like, yeah. And it's the today. Same answer. She's on vacation.
She deserves her vacation, and she's yes. out there.
Anthony, if you
with
stick around.
Family.
He's got Diddy oil.
Once we go off air, I will give you her longitude and latitude. And you can just follow her. How about that?
Really?
some of these headlines, like I mentioned earlier, the Miami Heat today take on the Raptors. That'll be at 7:30. Coverage begins at 6:15.
How are we feeling about basketball this time of year?
I'm loving it.
You love it?
If I were to describe
like,
it,
you like, you like the holiday schedule? Because I remember, for some reason, I seemed like I was more into
Lenny. I mean, Leroy, do you understand? I called you Len. That's horrible. Len. Minus one by five. That's terrible. Yeah. Oh, this is, we're all on
I see earth. The resemblance we're, now.
Yeah, what? Bald?
Hey.
He don't want to be bald.
Minus one.
Listen.
He just going there.
NFL infiltrated in the NBA's territory.
Yeah.
And they got blessed with terrible games.
Yeah.
Cowboys are playing the Commanders. Now, we're going to watch because we all love football and we love to gamble. But
yeah, but that was that before was, the year, that was going to be a big-time game.
Eh, maybe.
Maybe.
Right? Mm-hmm. Minnesota, Detroit, neither no team are making the playoffs. Yet. You know what I mean?
You don't think Detroit making the playoffs? No. Are they out? They out?
No, they lose one more game, they're done.
Uh-oh. What?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then the nighttime, which would everybody would have loved, but they're not making the playoffs, is the Broncos versus the Chiefs.
That's Chiefs, not, yeah.
That's not better than the NBA match lineup of Knicks, Cavs, Thunder, Spurs. Who's not going to watch etched after you saw that great game in the NBA Cup?
Wimby versus SGA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you got Steph. Steph is always a holiday treat.
Oh, we also watch Jimmy.
Jimmy as well.
Let me get started on that guy.
And then you got the old men, you know, LeBron versus KD. And then you ended off with Minnesota versus Denver. I like the NBA schedule than the NFL.
I tell you what, they can schedule more games.
Who?
NFL? NBA. I mean, because they can start and go all the way till, like, NFL can't start games like that. Because the games are just longer.
I mean, they got three games, so that's a whole day right there. But
yeah, but the NBA can do more than that.
And they did.
Yeah.
Can somebody bring up this Jimmy Butler picture I have here?
Yeah.
Speaking of the Warriors, did you see the fight between Draymond and Steve Kerr last night?
Oh, no. I didn't see that.
Yeah, they got into it to the point Draymond he walked out and had to cool down in the locker room and then came back towards the end of the game, even though the Warriors won. But Steve Kerr said, yeah, if he came back on the bench, he still would not have played. So they got really into it to the point he had to go cool off. So
that's of course. That's what he does.
So the likelihood of a Jimmy Butler Draymond Green fight,
it's like, yeah, I would put money on it.
Okay.
Well, I would put money on it that just one of them going to snap and the other one supposedly don't play that. And, yeah.
Well, Jimmy Butler said it already. He doesn't want to be an all-star this year. Don't vote for me, guys.
Don't worry.
Somebody create a GoFundMe to send me to Barbados. Thanks in advance. Go Warriors.
That ain't Barbados.
That's Barbados.
What?
Yeah, that's, I'm sorry. Game Blazers or whoever posted this put Bat Betos, which, by the way, bat mammal. Funny that this guy.
Thanks in advance, go Warriors.
This guy, how amazing this guy every year. Well, I don't want to be an all-star. I don't want to be an all-star.
So you make it sound like it's a given that he was going to get elected.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, guys, just so you know, I will not be dating Halle Berry. Okay, no one. You had no chance, sir.
Don't want to date you.
Exactly, it's the same thing. No one was going to vote for this guy anyway.
That's like when you get dumped. I ain't want her anyway.
I ain't want her anyway. Floozy.
You don't have to go that far, Tobin.
What a harlot.
Tobin does that with.
Oh yeah.
Never wanted him.
Very, very interesting. But yeah, Jimmy Butler, and funny that he needs a GoFundMe, even though he's the richest man, probably the second richest man on his team.
Next to Steph?
Yeah. Chiefs are moving. Did you guys hear that?
Yeah, they're moving to Missouri.
Yeah.
No. They're going from Kansas City to Kansas.
They're going to Missouri to Kansas.
From Missouri
they're going
Kansas.
To Missouri. From Missouri to Kansas. Kansas.
Do you guys know how far that distance is?
12 miles.
Nine.
9 miles? That's it?
Yeah.
They
used to have a golf tournament, a PGA golf tournament,
yeah,
where guys would hit balls from they were in Kansas and they could hit them to Missouri because the golf course was right on the border.
I apologize. It's 9 minutes. It's 3.6 miles.
That's it?
That's crazy. That's crazy.
They're really close. It's ridiculously close.
Kansas City, Missouri, Kansas City, Kansas.
And they're border each other.
They decided to name the same city?
Yes. Kansas City, Missouri, and Kansas City, Kansas.
It is separated by the Missouri River.
Yep.
Which Kansas City was first, Missouri or Kansas?
That's a good one.
I mean, if Kansas is first, I'm going to feel a certain way.
Glad never got... Never that deep into it.
Kansas City, Missouri came first.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Then I would smack Kansas City, Kansas in the face for taking my name.
Yikes.
Wow.
40 years later, too.
Huh?
Four years or 40?
40, 40.
Oh, wait Kansas a minute. City, hold Kansas. On. I've been holding it down for 40 years, 40 and then you come years. Take my name?
Yeah, yeah. You know what? Hey, I'm Vlad now.
Imagine that. What? Wait, what?
You're Vlad? I'm Vlad. No, I've had this name already. Me too. No, I'm Vlad. We're both Vlad.
Yeah, I've had it for 9 seconds.
Yeah, it's so crazy. Let's see. One more thing here. There's a video. This is something that I'd like to bring up specifically because I know Leroy and I have dabbled in this. I'm not sure if you guys are watching the Ravens and Patriots game.
Yes, I did.
There was an arid firework that was went the wrong way and almost hit an employee. I'm going to see if I can attach this here because I know New Year's is coming
hey.
Up.
I don't know. I never
oh,
did.
We don't need Jason Paul Pierre.
Are we doing? Do we do New Year's or just 4th of July?
Any opportunity I get to blow stuff up, I'm gonna blow.
Because I'm telling you, whew.
It was good this year, huh?
Oh,
the
yeah.
weather should be good. Yeah, fireworks. Yeah, but let's ablaze them.
Can someone bring up this video, yeah. please? I want you to see just how dangerous this is. It looks like a rocket. Did it not look like a rocket? It says an errant firework.
Whoa, where is that coming from?
Exactly.
Where is that coming from?
Oh, my God. Look at it. He's just like, whoop.
When was it? It was pregame?
Yeah, it looks like pregame.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Look at that, dude.
I'll tell you this. As an employee.
That's a big-ass firecracker.
You're not expecting that on the
No,
floor.
Look. It almost oh, no, wait. It looks like.
Hey, also, though, as an employee. I'm taking that charge. I tell you what, right here,
look at dude, that. You ain't taking the charge for that hot rock.
I'm gonna tell you this right
dude,
now,
dude. That's big.
I am jumping yeah. like it was a movie explosion, and you're bringing the paramedics. You're bringing everything Whoa. Out. Hell no.
That's great.
Wait, that's a big dude. Look that's how big that fireball. Steam is. Look how that big that fireball looks.
With some speed.
Boom. Yeah.
How is that? That's so crazy.
I wonder if it made a little noise.
Imagine getting hit in the back.
You imagine know, getting hit in the...
I guess that wouldn't be in the Joker movie, right? Batman Returns. You're gonna, like when he thought it was a dud.
Yep.
People are asking if it was AI.
You got to fall like they do in the movies. Like your hand, your arms got to be all the way back like here.
No, that's not true. Heat check asked if it was AJ. I don't know the name of the employee. Heat check. How would I know that?
No, no, no.
He
meant AI.
I don't know what he meant. How would I know the guy's name?
I don't know, dude. That looks like a big firework,
now
right?
That's a fire.
Yeah. Look how big.
That's a fire. Hey, Charlie, don't worry. It's just a little burn. Just roll around. Just roll around. Just taking a reburn.
AJ, that's crazy.
Stop, drop, and roll.
Somebody said firecracker did more damage to the Ravens than the Dolphins did earlier in the season.
Like, I think it was Omar Kelly who pointed out how we got our asses handed to us by the AFC North this year. The Ravens dismantled us. The Bengals dismantled us.
The Browns.
The Browns.
Oh, my goodness.
I told you, Miami's, Ohio, the state of Ohio owns Miami, the city of Miami right now.
That is until
I got to tell you.
December 31st.
I mean, not for nothing.
They even have a Miami.
They gave up 40-some points to a guy who a week ago said he lost his joy.
Yeah.
So now, basically, the Dolphins going to be known as some get right.
Oh, they've always been oh, yeah. right? get right. That's, you know, right.
Listen. Wait, so are the Jets.
Come on, man. We're the chicken, we're chicken soup of the soul, man. We're homecoming for everything.
You say, chicken soup for the soul.
Yeah, you know when you're ill, you're hurting, you're ailing, you need homecoming. something to soothe you. Oh, I'm playing the Jets? You're 21-0 before we get off the bus. Dolphins are like that now. You're pretty much. Yeah.
You know what's chicken soup for the soul for me?
What's that?
Flies?
Family Feud! We go back. We got Family Feud on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Family Feud. What was that? What's that? It was like a turkey.
That's the noise.
Oh yeah, when you ring it, that's yeah. True. That was good. That was good.
You didn't know what it was.
At first, I was just like, "Is that a turkey?" I was confused. All right, you guys know the
bell, bell, jingle, 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 bell, jingle, bell, jingle, 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 bell, jingle, bell, jingle, bell.
I was impressed. I think you did the best.
I know.
That's why Vlad wanted to stop, because when he got to Santa Fana Panda, it was like, I can't do
this. I figured,
to stop after block.
Yeah. Hey, let me just say this. Okay. I figured that the Fanta one, we would have an advantage, me and Vlad.
No, you could call me Blad. That's what the Spanish
word. Blad.
Blad.
Blad. But, so I thought we were going to have Fanta.
Yeah.
You put Fanta on the game show? Yeah. We got this on lock.
Hey, nah, it's just one of the most iconic commercials there is, okay?
Wanna Fanta? Don't you wanna? Wanna Fanta? Don't you wanna?
It's pretty good. And at that time, when I saw them, I did want a Fanta. I did. All right, so this, since we have an uneven amount of people, this is what's going to happen. We're going to play one round against each other. The loser of that round advances to play the other guy. The other guy will play the other guy. We'll figure it out.
So this is a Family Feud playoffs?
Yeah. This is indeed the playoffs. Who wants to go in the first round? Any volunteers?
Go.
All right, Leroy, who's going to go against Leroy?
I'll go against Leroy.
All righty. Question number one. Hands up.
Oh, wait, what am I supposed to do?
You got to hit the buzzer.
Oh, no.
Okay. Vlad's going to play the noise, Vlad's going to determine who he thinks hit the buzzer first.
Leroy, if you can see my hand, I want to see your hand.
I can see him. Look, right here.
There you go.
All right. We surveyed 100 people. Name a popular figure or character associated with Christmas.
Ooh. What do you think?
J-Fig. All right. Give me an answer, J-Fig.
Santa.
Number one answer, Santa Claus. Are we playing or passing?
We're playing.
We're gonna play. Do. Figueroa family. Tell me a little bit about you. Where are you from?
Okay. I'm from Kendall.
Oh.
Here's my family doesn't talk like that.
I thought that was you. I didn't know.
This is my beautiful wife. I'm just making up a name.
Yes. Michelle?
Yeah, maybe.
All right.
Nope.
Inez.
Inez, name a popular figure or character associated with Christmas.
Rudolph.
Number three answer, Rudolph. There we go. All right, let's move on. Who is this handsome gentleman here, the Figueroa family?
Leroy looks like Torrance Howard from Hustle and Toe.
It's hard out here for a toe.
It's hard out here, so he lives.
Whoop that trick. That's like, it was hard seeing him go from that to, what's his name? Didn't he do, he was the first.
Oh, you talking about Captain America?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Iron Man.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
All right, next answer, J-Fig. So far, you got Rudolph and Santa Claus. Still four answers left on the board.
Elves?
You look elves in general.
The Twitch.
I didn't.
Buddy the Elf. I'm going to give you that one. All right, still three more possible answers. Figueroa family.
Two more
possible answers, Figueroa family.
I really want to say the Grinch. Or Krampus, or whatever his name is.
You need to say one.
I need one of the two.
Okay. The Grinch.
The Grinch, number two answer.
My fave.
One answer left. Figueroa family. Horde family. Be prepared to steal.
She hasn't gotten one wrong.
I guess the Krampus one? I feel like that's...
Show me...
Anti-Santa, right?
Krampus. No Krampus. All right, that's one strike. Horde family, prepare to steal. This is where you do you gotta do the X thing at them so that they feel like that. Okay, don't worry about it.
And then y'all start talking like y'all really coming up with something.
Like we talking to all of
them. Can I still say
I'm going to talk to all my empanadas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, still got two X's.
For Frosty the
Snowman?
Something.
Frosty the Snowman. Mm-hmm. Not on the board.
You know what?
Not on the board.
Horde family. One more incorrect. You have a chance to steal.
Horde family, this one's for you. Last one. Name a popular figure or character associated with Christmas. One answer left on the board.
How you doing, Abuela?
Abuela?
You, this is the time they come to the Abuela.
She's always at the end.
My
exactly.
My grandparents, rest in peace. I have none of them living
God
right
bless.
Now. Okay.
God bless. God bless.
Thank you so much for mentioning
that. Oh, way to remind her.
Tia?
Steve Harvey.
There's always an auntie that's at the end.
Always a Tia.
I have my Tias.
Okay, then. They at the end.
I wish I saw more Santa movies.
All right.
Mm. 3 seconds.
3 seconds. Mm. Two. One.
Mm. Horde family.
Horde family.
Question again.
Question is, name a popular figure or character associated with Christmas. One answer left on the board to steal, Horde family. What do you got?
Jesus.
Jesus is the correct answer.
I mean, it is the guy's birthday.
It's his birthday.
I'm just saying.
It's the guy's birthday. It's the guy's birthday. That is points for the Horde family.
I want to thank the Figueroa family for doing all the work for me.
Only to wait, so who gets the points?
You went made all that money. You got jacked.
Are you joking?
No, Leroy gets the point.
I get the point.
All,
you get nothing.
You get still, yeah.
Where's the
you get nada, mama.
That's why you should have. That's why you should have passed.
Okay, you can't attack the host every time. Every time
I don't remember how to play these games. Okay,
said, where's the football?
That's messed up.
That's it. You ever watch? You ever watch? Wait. You ever watched? Family Feud.
No.
What are you doing? Everybody's seen Family Feud.
She was watching Sábado Gigante.
I was. I went on it once.
Were you?
I did.
Did you?
I did. See? And he actually called me out in the...
Oh, did you have to sing?
Did you have to dance?
I had to say something. I don't remember what it was. I was in high school.
That was always fun.
Oh, okay.
Shout out Don Francisco, who is not actually what he says he is. I think he's like German or something. That's crazy. Anyway, God bless him.
So it's you and I, Leroy?
Yes. Yeah. Leroy Vlad, step up to the plate, please. All right, JFig, you have to determine based off of their who was first, all right? Name. We surveyed 100 people. They always got to say that. Name something people put on the top of a Christmas tree. Okay, so
why did you raise your hand?
Why did he raise his hand? You're supposed to hit the
screen. She's not gonna see me if I raise my hand.
I know.
I was watching you on the screen.
You're not gonna see if you're not gonna see it.
Well, he didn't press the buzzer according to me, so I think that's an obvious.
Oh, go ahead, Leroy.
Leroy, name something people put on the top of a Christmas tree.
Star.
Star, number one answer. Star. You gotta pass or play.
I'm going to pass.
Oh,
damn.
Whoa. Wow. Strategic move
I'm
by
just
the
pick up the pick up the trash.
Okay. All right. Well, let's move on over to the Lusant family.
How many people? How many answers?
You have 4 remaining answers.
What do you put on top of a Christmas tree?
This is Cousin Gene. Cousin Gene.
Well, dad named Gene.
Dad named Gene.
So you weren't far.
I told you. Gene. How you doing, sir? Everything good?
Sock passe.
You're trying to do small talk with fake people.
My boule.
What's wrong with you?
Sock
passe. My boule. Name something people put on the top of a Christmas tree.
Lights.
Show me lights. No lights, unfortunately. No lights.
Nobody puts lights on top of it.
I don't look at a Christmas tree. I'm not looking at the top of a Christmas tree.
All right.
It's always either, like you said,
I can't
star.
See it because evidently I'm 5 feet tall.
Santa. a Santa figurine.
Well, hold on. Let me get to the next guy here. Gwegawi, if you could please.
That's just how they say it, dude.
Gregory.
They put like 2 W's in it. Gregory.
Hey, look, if you got a Gregory, you know there's a Pierre.
Oh,
right behind.
Suave. Suave. You know he's suave.
How many answers do you guys have?
One.
We got one star.
I got one. Right.
One X, yes.
I'm saying a Santa figurine or something like that.
Santa hat. That is correct. All right. 3 more answers. 2 X's left. Uncle Pierre, welcome to our show. Can you please?
Hello.
This is great. Name something people put on top of a Christmas tree. So far, you guys have Santa hat and star.
He was Googling.
No, I'm not.
He doesn't know how to Google.
Wait. What? That's you funny. Really snitched you. On me that? No, whoa! I just. Oh,
so you were because no. You're out here acting.
Snitchy.
Very.
No, I didn't.
Very guilty.
He knows when you are
sneaking. I already have a list.
What about an angel? An angel.
Oh, yes, he is definitely.
He is a depth.
The number two answer.
He is definitely on the.
On the Twitch?
Yeah.
Hey, I didn't listen. Even have to look at the Twitch because I knew that was the thing.
All right.
I don't have to look. I'm looking dead at.
You didn't more. Even know. You didn't even know
two
when
more?
You had it.
Two more answers. And I got two more wrongs, right?
Yes.
So we got an angel. What about Jesus?
Jesus at the top?
Wait.
Unfortunately, no.
Is it, wow. is it sweet little baby infant Jesus?
Yeah, or sweet little baby blue Jesus.
6 pound, 8 ounce baby Jesus?
Yeah.
Yes, you have a question, no. Ma'am.
You know, family member of one Malachi Tony?
Yes.
Yes. Like he's not on the, he's not going to be put on the top of a Christmas tree?
Nino Jesus did not make it.
Can I say one?
No.
No.
You're not in this.
You already lost.
You lost.
This is like production from behind the camera. She's trying to like, what
I'm saying. Okay, one more.
Okay, you got one more. One more X, but you still have two more answers available.
You got two X's, right?
I yes. got two X's. I got one more X.
I
and then
like I know one.
Yeah.
All right. What do you I put believe. On top of a Christmas tree?
Yeah. Two more answers left.
I don't know.
Maui, we need you for this one.
Marie, yes. That was the name of my mother. Yes. So yeah.
There we go.
You didn't. There's always a Jean and a Marie somewhere.
Come on, need that.
Well, mommy, you're in heaven already. So.
Well, you said angel already.
Yeah, I already said angel. So mm-hmm. I already said my mom. I have not the slightest clue, bro. I'm just gonna take the X.
Right.
Oh, you know what? A Lupe.
No.
Can't put a Lupe on the tree.
No.
You cannot put a Lupe on a tree, unfortunately.
Why not?
No.
Because
she's not wearing pajamas.
Much like everything else, she'll fall through.
All right.
She's not wearing pajamas. That's why.
I don't know it. So leave
her. All right. Horde family to steal. To steal like the Grinch.
On the top of a Christmas tree.
Name something. So far we have.
Astron is hysterical.
Angel. Santa hat.
You know the Christmas tree at Rolex probably have it. Astron on top.
Tip drill.
Let me try. I'm trying to think of some of the things that I've seen on top of Christmas tree. We already said star.
You guys, my favorite stripper.
Say,
so sad.
All right,
5 seconds, 4, 3, 2,
lights.
Didn't I say on top?
Lights?
No,
I said lights already.
Maybe. I don't know. I was just guessing.
I say one.
Go.
Fig, let's
say what?
A snowflake?
What snowflake is correct.
Oh, yeah.
The only other remaining answer is bow.
Bow?
Bow, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
A bow?
Yeah.
Destiny is on top of the tree.
Throw the bows.
Mercedes is on top of the tree.
Lexi.
But I won.
Yeah.
Did you? Yeah, you
Yeah, because I ain't get it. That's how you do
okay,
it.
That's like, 1 point for Leroy. That's 1 point for Vlad.
And 1 point for me because I said snowflake.
No, you get nothing.
No, but look, this
but
is
you
the
go
thing.
Against me now next
I was going to say, Leroy went twice. Vlad's going to go twice. And you're going to go twice on this final round to determine who and whatever. But
so if she wins, then everybody wins one.
So then we have a sudden death.
No, then we have
fight sudden death.
We have Wednesday because the show will be over.
Wednesday?
We'll be over.
All right, let's take a quick break and come back with the final
Ohio
round.
Ohio State's 9.5-point favorite.
A family feud.
Better jump on that now before it goes lower.
Yeah, Jamal. Wait, what do you mean? 9 point? No.
9.5-point, right, yeah. So, jump on the Canes getting 9.5.
I like that.
Before day of the game, it's like 6.5.
I like that.
I got you.
All right, more family feud when we come back.
I'm Tyler Hero of the Miami Heat.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Come and knock on my door. We'll be waiting for you. That's not the right song. That's,
what are you talking about? This ain't no Three's Company, man. What's wrong?
That's what it sounded like.
No, it doesn't.
Come and knock on your door. That's a banger, dog.
Somebody. Oh, I love that. So, I love that.
Three's Company?
I love the Three's Company intro.
Yeah, I tell you, though, if you put that on this beat,
no,
there's a DJ out there who knows what I'm talking about.
Primo would not allow you to do that to his song.
Primo would love that.
No, he wouldn't.
Because he also agrees at Three's Company.
I don't know about that.
Out of cardio.
Meet me at the Regal Beagle. With Larry and
Meet
Furby.
Me at the Regal Beagle. I'm watching movies like I was chilling at Regal.
By the way, low-key, I was Mr. Roper guy more than Mr. Furley.
Really?
Yeah. It's just because Mr. Roper would look at the camera after saying something funny, like he knew he just got a good joke in.
Like Jim from The Office.
Yeah, like you just look at the camera, you pan it to the camera.
I love Jim from The Office, and I constantly find myself doing that.
Always, yeah, you love, yeah.
Same. I look for the camera.
I live my life that way. Like if I'm like not around and I want to pick my nose, I assume that I'm on reality television and someone's gonna see it.
You're disgusting.
What?
So then I do it with my tongue like this.
Hey, no. Yo.
How are you supposed to feel about somebody sending me this?
What'd they say?
Not about money, bro. Fame is great responsibility.
Huh? DK. Is that what you're talking about?
I don't know.
You know what you should tell them? Family Feud continues right here on the Tobin Leroy Show, the final round between Jay Fig and Blind.
For a second, I thought you were going to throw it a break. I'm like, no, dude.
Just got back. No more breaks.
Ooh. Somebody turned on the AC.
Just now?
Yeah.
Why? Did you just start getting cold?
No, I feel the air.
Nah. All right, Leroy, you have to watch them to make sure you see whose hand hits the buzzer.
I'm not
first.
Looking.
All right.
All right, go.
Let's
go. Like, I don't think. Like,
okay. That's okay. I'm not paying you, so I can completely understand if you're like, no. I'm
all right, let me see some hands.
Let's see those hands.
Jennifer.
She's not paying attention.
I was
Vlad.
To show you the picture.
Vlad. All right. Name something. We surveyed 100 people. Name something a kid might do to get on the naughty list.
Jennifer.
All right, Jennifer, what do you got?
She doesn't know.
Man, she just wanted to be first.
Curse?
Name something a kid might do. Oh, you said curse?
Yeah.
Not on the list, unfortunately.
Wow, you can't even get not any of what the top 100
okay,
said?
Fine.
No!
That's it. You only get one
You
answer.
Only get one chance. You can't keep going.
She's never seen Family Feud. All right.
What I would like to know what you were doing in your youth while we were watching Family
outside.
Feud.
I was outside.
While we were
swimming
watching Family
sharks.
Feud and watching The Price is
so
Right.
So what you said name?
Can
name
I go
something
next?
A kid. You
no.
are going to go next.
Yeah, too late.
It's name something a kid might do to get on the naughty list.
Not do their chores?
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
What kind of kids were you?
Not hey, cleaning their room. Number three.
Excuse me. What kind of kid was I? Ooh. The one that got the answer right. That's the kid. Oh, I'm passing it off to Jennifer.
Oh, yeah. The figure.
No, you don't
family.
Have to raise your hand. You got all of them.
You got all okay. of them.
If you
can't
get,
look at the
wait,
camera. You
if you get all the answers, you win the game.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
Bad grades.
Bad grades. Show me bad grades. Not on the board.
I wish.
Little Tommy is 5. He don't know nothing about grades.
Okay, can you?
No, yeah, she has 2 X's now because he passes her.
No, you
got
one grade.
Yeah,
no,
one X. One X.
Only one X.
She got one X. She got two
one
more.
X. I apologize.
Yeah, she got two more.
Keep going.
How old this person is? I don't know. I mean, when do you
oh, she want to know how old the 100 people are.
She wants a background.
She wants a background. Top 100 people ask.
I'm like, what, fighting?
She wants background. What are you, FBI?
Is being that, aggressive?
Is that your
fighting,
answer?
I fighting. Guess.
Number one answer, fighting. No, wait, that's a wrong sound. Yeah. All
I'm
right.
I'm about to say these kids ain't Hispanic.
Yeah. No, so far we have fighting and not doing their chores. We have 3 answers remaining. Figueroa family. Let's see what name I can give you.
Daisy?
Titi Marisol.
No. It's a cousin because they got
Daisy.
Many cousins.
I have it on Daisy. Oh, cousin, yeah.
It's
for sure.
Definitely a cousin.
Cousin Daisy. Daisy Marie, probably.
I don't have that. Sorry.
No?
No.
What about Marisol?
Nope.
You got to have a Marisol.
You have a Marisol.
I really don't.
You have a Marisol.
How Isabel, about answers? You all
definitely
done.
A Isabel.
You all done with answers.
Isabel.
That's why you procrastinate.
Oh, you got an Isabel.
You definitely got an Isabel.
Isabella.
Isabella.
I don't know.
All right. 5 seconds.
Cousin Isabella, name something a kid might do to get on the naughty list.
I don't be mean to their parents. I don't
talking
know.
Back to their parents. Number two answer. Woo!
I mean, she didn't say that, but okay.
No, they nice. give you some
a little leeway. A little bit of leeway there.
They do it on the.
So there you go. The top three answers already taken. You got two more X's before it moves back. No, then you win, right? It doesn't even go back to you. Because you passed? I'm not sure how it goes.
No, if she, she doesn't get it right.
You win.
I win.
Okay, cool. Two more answers left on the board.
I don't like doing all the hard work and then you guys out here getting the points with the... No!
Well, you should have got the answer right first.
You should have got the answer right first and then you could have passed it on there.
There's a reason why I didn't watch Family Feud. It is this reason.
Yeah.
Oh, because you never got none of the answers right?
So far, she has two more opportunities.
Just,
name something
just
a kid take,
might
do. No,
take yourself back to your...
I pass.
You can't pass.
Damn it.
Wait. So here's the deal. Just take yourself back to your childhood.
Yes.
There you go. See, the eyes got big.
To get on the naughty list.
We know you did some things.
All right.
So go ahead.
At what age do you want me to tell?
It don't matter. Go. You got to go younger because they talk about kids or parents.
8 and under. All right. 3 seconds
stealing?
On the clock.
I don't know.
Stealing. Show me stealing. No. No stealing. One X left. If you lose this, Vlad wins the game. Two answers on the board. Name something a kid might do to get on the list.
Not eat their food? I don't know.
Ooh, didn't eat your food? Not on the list. Yeah. That means our winner of Family Feud is Vlad.
Thank you, Grandma. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Wait, so what is it?
The last two answers. Sneaking a peek at presents. And
really?
Lying. Lying.
Okay.
Apparently, Figgy was a very bad kid in more ways than this list could take. Vlad, as the overall winner of Family Feud in today's XXX Miss Games... What are you going to do with your prize?
He's going to Disney World.
He doesn't know the prize.
I don't even know what the prize is.
He never revealed it.
No, I'm trying to think of like some of the things that winners have said on Family Feud.
Yeah, usually I just go, I'm going to Disney World.
I'm actually going to leave the family. How about that? would be great.
Yeah, I'm going to leave the family.
What are you going to do with this? I'm just going to take the prizes and leave the family.
I'm going to file for divorce, Steve.
Yeah. Sorry, sweetie. I just needed you to help.
Did you see the thing on TikTok? The dude said, hey, if I win the Powerball, you could have half.
Yeah.
Or we can live together. She said, ooh, I want half. I'm out of here. Oh. He said, if I win the lottery.
Oh, yeah.
So he said, here, I won $20 on a scratch off. Here's your 10. Get out.
There you go. Hey, look, you get what you put out into the universe. And unfortunately... She was a gold digger. And if you are a gold digger, hit up Vlad because he has a cash prize of 22 Odyssey points.
That ain't cash.
That has no cash value.
It is a currency.
Everybody be safe.
Everybody be safe.
Enjoy your Christmas. Fig, Marcos. This is what? This is Frog Boy's Tadpole's like third or second?
Third. It's his third, but
his third. The first one don't count.
Yeah, exactly. This is like
this one. He's got. Have you done Elf on the Shelf?
Not yet. Because
you got to wait till next year. You can't just do it in the middle of.
No.
He moves but it I feel every
like,
hour.
I feel like he's too young. Like he may forget. Like the elf.
You know what I need?
No, he won't. You move it. He doesn't move it.
He just won't even care.
I'm gonna tell you what I need from Tadpole.
Yeah,
I need the Christmas NFL picks from Tadpole.
That's true. That is true. Listen, he went 4-1 on it. And if the Lions didn't choke that game against the Rams, he would have been undefeated and won me my only parlay of the year. But we will get some more takes from him because, fortunately, my son is better at gambling than I am.
It's always the people who don't realize they're gambling that get it right. As soon as you make a conscious effort to gamble, that's when you start screwing it up.
The funny thing is, they're not thinking and they're winning. We overthink.
That's the problem.
Now, that's because you listen to... See, I'm going to tell you what throws gamblers off, especially in sports. You determine wins or losses based on things that have nothing to do about the actual play. Like when you say, ooh, the Vikings haven't won here in 20 years.
Yeah.
Like that's, and it ain't the same team.
See, when I hear something like that, though, I'm like, well, the other team is due then. Or like something like that. Like I think today is when the streak is going to snap.
What happens when you lose for another year?
That happens to me every time.
So then.
I mean, like, but the circumstances behind it are different every time, even though the results are the same. You understand what I'm saying? So we sit here, for example, we sit here as Dolphins fans saying we haven't won a playoff game in 25 years. You got guys on the team that's not from here and wasn't even born. Like, how do they play a role in that?
Sense of your former teammates for.
But I'm just saying in general, you know. So, like, I get it, but it really doesn't have any It's not relative to what they're trying to do this year.
It's not okay. You're right, but it's not relegated to the players, but it's relegated to the franchise.
Yes, you could say that. But like, I would also say, why in the hell would these players care? They weren't here.
The players don't know, but
right,
but because they're not.
Mm-hmm.
They're not informed of the situation.
Right.
But once they do wear that uniform, they will be informed of that situation and got to answer it.
Right. Like, I mean, they asked me about Pittsburgh my rookie year, right? Mm-hmm. And you know what my response was? Up till 3 weeks ago, I hated Ohio State. Like, I just got here.
That's a pretty good response.
Right. So give me some time. I'll get caught up, you know, but – like, I'm indifferent right now. It doesn't mean that I'm being naive. It doesn't mean that I don't understand. It just means that I don't know.
All right. Since we're not going to be on at least the
until 26.
Chill. Now, I mean, Tobin's coming back next week.
Yeah.
But since this is probably the last time four members of the show is going to be in there.
Yep.
RVA Richie has the joke for the holiday.
What? Hold on.
Mistletoe takes on a new meaning in the Horde household.
Wow, so that's how we gonna go.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that's how we gonna go off.
We're going off.
That's how we go.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Are you?
Put my shades back on. Hold on. Put my shades back on.
Yes.
Point four.
The only reason why you ain't left because your ass is on the phone.
Mm-mm. Also, she got a stain under that shirt. That
excuse me.
Yeah. Hmm? Well, I tried to. I had her up there like the blow dryer up underneath the blow dryer, but she washed it with soap. You can't use soap at work on the dark clothes because then soap gonna dry and it's gonna just be a white spot. Amateur.
All right. Let's take on the way out. I'm gonna give each of you a game. Give me the team that's gonna win. Fig, Broncos, Chiefs.
Broncos.
Yeah.
Vlad, Commanders, Cowboys.
Cowboys.
Leroy, Lions, Vikings.
Lions.
Go ahead and put that in for your parlay. We got the Lions. We got the
– You did it without point spread. We don't know the point spread.
Well, McCarthy might not be playing for the Vikings.
Ooh. It don't matter. Ooh. It don't matter. They're having a bad year.
Yeah.
All right, that is all from the Tobin and
Happy
Leroy
holidays.
Show.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah. Happy
Hanukkah's over. Hanukkah's over.
Merry Christmas. You know what? We didn't tell you earlier.
Feliz Navidad.
Come out to the Miami Improv tonight. Noche Mala. It's free tickets. All you got to do is say Vlad's name at the front.
And be safe.
Merry Festivus for the rest of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. And everyone, have a safe.
Be safe.
Have a safe, be safe, safe, safe holiday. From the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.